I have heard of people, this is also from Kim from St. Louis, having some success with low-dose naltrexone. Have you heard of this, and how do you dose it? Well, I certainly have heard about it. We've been tracking this now for some time. There's a marvelous presentation by Lexi, who gave a talk at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Santa Fe, New Mexico in February. You can get a copy, a DVD of that particular presentation and see what Lexi has to say. She gave a marvelous, in fact, a stunning presentation. She found that doing low-dose naltrexone had a remarkable and powerful impact on being able to reverse her own symptoms. So she's got lots of suggestions for people about dosage and how you might want to consider going about pursuing that particular option as a therapy. So yes, I've heard about it. Yes, there is an expert out there who can answer any and all questions you might want to have about low-dose naltrexone, somebody who has a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease and has found it has been quite useful and quite helpful. Now, one of the kinds of things I might mention, Kim, is the following. The reason that low-dose naltrexone actually helps people with Parkinson's is it helps bring the immune system back online. In other words, when you use this, very gradually the body is tricked into being able to make the immune system all of a sudden healthy again. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because if a person has neurological challenges that are caused by the presence of bacterial infections or viruses or other nasty critters in the body, then the immune system really needs to get back online. And, of course, if there are a lot of toxins in the body, the immune system is going to be a big help as well. That's why the low-dose naltrexone actually works.